It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome here to Sports Central. My name is Nathan Ferlina, joined with Corey Geiger, as always, every Tuesday and Thursday here in the beautiful city of Altoona. Hopefully, everybody is having themselves a great day today. Corey came in the studio a little earlier than usual today. I wasn't used to him seeing. Corey rolls in probably about 3 to 2 minutes before the show starts every day.
Oh, you're giving me too much credit. The show starts at 4:01. I usually get here about 3:59, 3:59 and a half, give or take.
Hey, you know what? 99% of the time it works. I'm not knocking it.
I actually got here 3:52 today, Nathan.
I was stunned because usually I pull in and I don't see Corey's car out there. And I was like, wait, hold on. I was like, is Corey pre-recording something? What's going on here?
I live about 7 minutes away. Here's the way my life works, all right? I go about life kind of thinking like everything's going to be normal and kind of best case scenario. So I can leave my house at 3:53 and still get here. I try to leave at 3:51. But here's the problem. If you live your life that way, you're living on the edge, man.
Living on the edge. That's how you live, though.
If you get a bad light or two, and every now and then I'll get a school bus, and that just screws up the whole thing. And so then I'm in some danger. Probably 2 or 3 times over the 3 years here, I've had to call and have Doug Herendeen play another country song to give me another 2 or 3 minutes.
Hey, listen, sometimes it happens. Sometimes it happens. I live probably about 12 to 15 minutes away, so I usually try to leave 35, 40, somewhere in that area.
Does it take you about the same amount of time, or do you ever get stuck in a bad traffic light routine?
It all depends on lights, because there's probably a good 20 lights I got to go through. So if it's bad, and especially school's getting out too, I mean, you got to get through a school zone too. Today I left a little bit later than I usually like to. I was like, oh crap, hopefully I get here in time. But strolled in time.
We have a good discussion. Nathan will tell you about the discussion, but I want to mention my wife first real quick, because my wife is literally the greatest human being in the world. My wife is phenomenal. No one dislikes my wife. She has one of those faces and personalities where everyone will sit down and tell her their life story. She deals with families and crime. My wife is just a phenomenal person, but she is late for everything. You can never, ever, ever, ever count on my wife to be on time or early for anything. Do you know what? I always say she's like 13 minutes late for every. You know why?
Why is that?
Because she's so giving of her time to everyone. She's one of those people. Do you know anybody like this? She's one of those people that can't get away from a conversation or a meeting or whatever. She can't get away from this meeting because she just keeps talking. Mm-hmm. And people keep talking to her. And you know how you give social clues of like, all right, okay, Nathan, good to see you, man. And I kind of start to walk away and you just keep talking. Yeah. Okay, Nathan, I gotta run, Nathan. And you just keep talking. That's the way my wife is. Like, she's oblivious to the social clues. She just keeps talking.
Doesn't connect.
Yeah. So you know anybody like that?
Oh yeah, I know people like that.
So that makes her late for one thing. Mm-hmm. And then when she finishes that thing, she's still talking and she's late for the next thing. Mm-hmm. And so she's just habitually 13 minutes late.
It's a butterfly effect. It just trickles down time after time.
I hate being late because most things I do are on deadlines here. You know, this show starts allegedly at 4 o'clock, you know, working for newspapers for 20, 30 years. You know, you have to have a deadline. My life has been built on deadlines. My wife's life. Yeah. Doug just looks across the room like allegedly 4 o'clock, give or take 90 seconds.
Hey, that country song, you know, he tries to pick a 4 to 5 minute country song right before he comes. So
yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we have hopefully a fun topic, Nathan. I mentioned this yesterday at the end of the show. Let the folks know what we're going to debate today.
We need some calls on this because we need the overwhelming public opinion. 946-0435 if you want to give us a ring. Again, 946-0435. We're talking about the question that's taken over what seems like society over the last week. 100 men versus one gorilla. Who wins in a fight? So I first think we need to set some ground rules.
Wait, hey, just so we can't assume everybody knows what we're talking about.
Okay.
There's this massive thing on social media and the internet, and you can tell how much I've been reading about it because most of my
just
Facebook
AI photos.
Yeah,
of
most of my Facebook things, the algorithm are kind of show. So there's this massive thing, 100 men fighting one gorilla to the death. And so why is this a big thing?
I've heard this conversation before this all started.
Oh, really?
I feel like this was, it wasn't anywhere as popular, but I feel like in certain internet aspects, like over quarantine or something like that, I remember hearing
right?
this question before.
I saw that it came up around 2020, and then it came up around 2022, but never this.
No,
now,
everybody's in on this.
It's
now.
Like the blue, it's like the yellow and white or black and gold dress. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yeah. Laurel Yanny was one of the.
What colors do you see in the dress, by the way? Yellow and white or black and
I thought it was yellow
blue.
And blue.
It's yellow, it's gold and white. Or black and blue.
I see the one with gold. I can't remember what
the other
color.
I see the one with gold also.
Okay.
I've always seen the one with gold. And so the people who see the ones with black.
Yep. But there's a shoe one too, that Laurel and Yanny
yeah,
one.
That's
which
right.
You
yep.
hear. There's been a ton of these debates on the internet. And this is just the most recent to
right.
come out. And everybody
this
has
is not sports, but this is kind of gladiator.
Hey,
this
you
is
gotta,
kind of a gladiator
listen,
discussion.
You aren't just throwing 100 men on the Ram Street in Altoona. You gotta pick your best 100 men on earth if you
see,
think.
See, now that's – okay, so – here's the question. It's 100 men versus one gorilla. Then no weapons.
Okay.
You got no weapons.
Okay. Are we allowed to use the habitat around us? So
yes.
It's a tree branch.
And you can probably wear your clothes.
Okay.
Like if the men are wearing clothes.
So anyway, weapons mean like knives, guns,
correct.
Stuff.
There's no weapons whatsoever.
None of that.
And so what has divided everybody here is that gorillas are pretty much unstoppable fighters if they need be. Now, I've also read from some scientists that say gorillas don't naturally fight. These are silverback gorillas. They don't naturally fight unless endangered, unless there's danger around them. So some of the scientists have said if you put 100 men around one gorilla, the gorilla wouldn't fight. It wouldn't. It would try to get away from the situation until it was attacked. So those are some of the things around the whole deal, but – so my wife, I just asked her, are we talking 150-year-old men who are out of shape and overweight? Are we talking 120-year-old MMA fighters? There's a video going about one Chuck Norris. There's one.
Who
said,
wins that
one Chuck Norris.
Just one.
Chuck Norris versus 100 gorillas.
And
it's a cartoon. And he goes just beats all of them, you know. So I basically just 25, 28-year-old, normal, pretty athletic, but not MMA fight. Just normal 20 to 30-year-old men.
Normal, no chance.
No chance. So you're going with a gorilla.
I think if it was normal human beings, I'd – well, also, are they all attacking at once or are we going one by one?
See, here's the
I've
thing.
Heard one by one. I think
no,
one by one.
It's not one by – no, if it's – no, it's not one by one. It would never be one by one because 100 men could come up with a strategy. You would never go 100 – he'd kill all of them literally in 5 seconds apiece. But what if you have 15 come in, punch, 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 5 seconds, retreat. Another 15. You keep doing that. For 2, 3, 4 hours, everything I've read, because my initial reaction to this was the gorilla. The gorilla would just kill all these people. But everything I've read is that the gorilla's gigantic weakness in this whole thing is, you know what?
Is what?
Stamina, endurance.
Mm-hmm.
So if the men can come up with a strategy and a system to prolong this fight, now, after 2 or 3 or 4 are bludgeoned and killed immediately, the other 95 would have to continue to mm-hmm. have to want a fight. But again, this is fight for the death. So you see what I'm getting? You can use any parameters you want, but it's definitely not just one guy at a time.
Okay.
That guy, though, they would all die then.
I don't necessarily, because I think it's all about strategy. If it's normal people, it's all about strategy. If you're having the most elite combat sport athletes on this.
No, it's not them. It's
if it's normal
it's
people.
It's basically. You're only 20. I'm going 25. It's basically 100 of you.
Okay, 100 of me. It would take strategy. So
I can't even read it.
Yeah, I'm about to say, Corey, I'll have to look at it at the break.
Yeah.
He's got some text.
I got a text.
He's
yeah.
chuckling. But I think the biggest strategy, I think you got to try to blind the gorilla.
Bingo. I have not seen anyone mention that. And that to me is if you get the first wave of people, blah, 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 and you gouge its eyes out, it's over.
That's what I said.
But in all, here's the thing. Maybe because people are too sensitive to write about something. But if you're fighting for the death, if I'm gouge fighting you for the death, you know what the first thing I'm doing is? I'm plopping my thumbs inside your eyes and pulling your eyes
out.
Once
you lose sight, you're not going to be able to fight.
Exactly. So to me, my very, very, very initial reaction to this when I saw it a couple days ago was, I think the gorilla would probably kill all of them. Then I thought, well, the men would be able to strategize if they could prolong it for several hours. This thing would be so tired. 20, 30, 40 of the men would probably die. Mm-hmm. But I do think ultimately the men would win.
Yeah, I think the biggest hurdle for the men is just the mental.
Yes, you're gonna see I'm people about to get killed. But it's like, do you see Saving Private Ryan?
A long time ago.
The people who stormed the beach there, as soon, like the first 15 minutes of Saving Private Ryan, as soon as those gates open, and they're just all killed immediately.
Yeah,
that's what, and then fighters come in behind them. You would need of those 100 men who would see 8, 10, 15, 20 guys with their heads probably literally decapitated.
Yeah.
I mean, the things would just, but they would have to continue to have resolve.
Yeah, he'll be swinging their legs around like a terrible towel above their head, and they're going to be like, okay, now we got to fight. So we got
to
call.
Let's go to the phone. Did you give an answer yet? You're just going all over.
Okay, you said
the gorilla.
Okay, one by one. I don't think men can win.
Yeah, there's no way one by one.
If you're
no
the
way in the
most
world.
Elite fighters, though, if you give me 100 of the most elite
Not
fighters.
Not even one-on-one.
I think one-on-one.
No way.
If you can get the eyes. If you can get the eyes.
Those things can lift 1,800 pounds. 18,
but they are only, it says right here, they're on average 5 feet,
yeah,
430 pounds.
They are, that's right.
But they do got a nice wingspan, 8.5 feet.
Right, but we're not talking MMA fighters here.
If we're talking about regular human beings, I think 100 at once would be able to do it, yes. Phone lines, what is your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Josh.
How we doing today?
All right. Yeah, it's obviously, man, otherwise we wouldn't be top of the food chain here. We learned how to adapt and work together.
With tools. Okay, that is a big question here, Jai. There are no tools here. Now, maybe if you're wearing clothes, part of the strategy is we're all going to go 100 men over here, and we're going to take our shirts off.
What if you take
and we're going to tie them together, and now we're just going to strangle the thing.
What if you take the corpse of some guy laying next to you and just beat him over the head with his
exactly.
leg? Well, you can do that.
Yeah,
I mean,
right. Yeah. You would have a hard skull or bones.
Exactly.
Right.
You got a bone, which, listen, that might cause some damage. Maybe give it a little concussion or something like that. It starts getting a little bit dazed.
Well, the people that made tools had to eat before they made the tools.
That's right, yep.
So, you know, and as for the color-wise, I see black and gold until the playoffs starts. Then the color changes.
Nice. Well played. Good stuff. Thank you, brother. We got Jerry in Bellwood. Jerry, what's up?
Slow sports day, huh, boys?
Hey, you know what? This is Jerry.
This is bigger than
Jerry,
any sport.
This
in the
is
last
the biggest story in the country since Shador Sanders. I kid you not. This is everywhere. You think we're not going to talk about it, Jerry?
Well, this is the first time I've heard it.
What? Jerry, do you read the news, buddy? You keep up with social media, social events.
I do read
it's on Good Morning America. You had to have seen it.
I can't believe it wasn't on the first page of the Altoona Mirror.
Stephen A., Pat McAfee, they did segments on this yesterday.
Well, can I talk sports? I mean, I don't want to.
Absolutely, but you got to give us a damn
answer.
Yeah,
we need a pick.
You cannot continue until give us an answer.
This is what Lee Corso's final head year should be, a gorilla or a human being. That's what they should do instead of him picking the final
What human being would he choose, Tom Brady? Would Tom Brady be the human head? Would it be Michael Jordan?
Like a Mike Tyson with the
Tyson. With the tattoo.
You need the fight.
I like that. All right.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Jerry.
Well, can you guys try to stay focused?
Sports Central.
We are focused on what entertains us, Jerry.
All right. Hey, well, I think the gorillas would win. Or gorilla. I don't mean gorilla.
Okay.
Okay.
I got to vote for the gorilla. All right.
We got to keep tally.
Well, my question, my comment is on the did you see the Golden State Houston game last night?
I didn't watch that. I was actually watching the Lakers and the Timberwolves. I thought you were going to mention that, but I did not watch
Steph Curry thumb issues.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I didn't watch it, but I was listening to commentary afterwards, and where Kerr pulled the starters out with 5 minutes to go in third quarter. I think they were down like 29 points or something, but then they came back. If I heard correctly, they were down by 12, but he still didn't put the starters in. That kind of irritates me. I mean, that kind of shows me a poor, lack of faith in his team or something.
I think that team was being so physically dominated by Houston in Houston that I think that Kerr just kind of thought, and this was probably the most predictable loss of all time. I mean, you're up 3-1 going to Houston in a stay-alive game. It didn't feel like the Warriors were going to win that game, especially because they were just kind of banged up. I mean, Jimmy's been banged up. Steph Curry, this photo of him with his thumb all jacked up has been going around. And whenever you got the best shooter on earth right now, you need his thumb to be healthy so he can be able to put the ball in the bucket.
What you're trying to say, Nathan, is that Steve Kerr knew they were going to lose the game.
Yeah,
he's resting everybody for game six.
Steve Kerr is looking at the future right here. And while, you know, you're down by 12 and you think you're in striking distance, it takes a 6-0 run by the Rockets for it to be an 18-point game all of a sudden, and then, you know, you're kind of SOL.
We lost Jerry there, but I really don't have a problem with that. You're up 3-1. Obviously, this was not an elimination game. You were not at home. I actually watched all of game four, I watched most of game four, the second half anyway. Very, very tightly contested game. Houston kind of dominated that game physically. Draymond Green was being an idiot, so he was on the bench. So
Alperen felt like there was going to be a fight every minute.
Yeah, right. Şengün was dominating them, and then Draymond comes back in and shuts him, and they barely win that game. But this is playoff basketball. Playoff basketball. I'm okay. Yeah, I hate to say load management, but I'm okay with essentially understanding this game is over. Okay, you're not going to come back. I didn't watch the game, so I don't know if there was any instance where he maybe gave the starting group a minute or two. Maybe he didn't. I don't know. But that they weren't winning that game. They're going back home. Steph's issue, Jimmy Butler's health issues. I think you just
You might make sure Draymond doesn't get suspended.
That's exactly
you never
right.
Know.
You
never know.
In that particular situation, just like with 100 men, you live to fight another day.
You live to fight another day.
See, here's the thing on the 100 men, because I just thought about this. No, and nobody's mentioned this. Are these 100 men naked? Because if they've got shirts, that fight is over. I'm telling you. The 100 men, you can get together and tie your shirts together, and you're going to create a pretty powerful weapon to some degree that you can tie this thing up together with. If you've got pants and shirts on, and 100 men get together and find a way to, I'm going to attack him from behind, choke him from behind with my jeans, while you guys take 50 shirts together and swipe its legs out from underneath him, then we're just going to pound on its head. I don't even think that's really much of a fight.
But I think the strength of the gorilla might just literally take those jeans or whatever and just pull him right
while apart. He's being pummeled in the face by 10 other men, and five guys come from behind and try to choke him.
Listen, there's no doubt in my mind. I think 100 men at once would defeat the gorilla. I think it's.
I'm just saying the clothes part of it are the weapon. The clothes could be used as a weapon.
They could. They could.
And if the guys are allowed to wear a belt.
Now, well, it's over if they're wearing belts.
Now, Mr. Beast, you guys are old. You're a bunch of old fogies listening to this show. And I love you for it. Thank you for listening. Maybe you've never heard of Mr. Beast. He's one of the most popular entertainers on the world. He's a YouTuber. He's worth $1 billion because he does all of these amazing, truly amazing videos. If you've got kids or grandkids, you know who Mr. Beast is. If you don't, you don't know who Mr. Beast is.
Check out Mr. Beast. It is entertaining as hell.
Mr. Beast is amazing. He has come out and said he's looking for volunteers.
It would be hilarious.
Well, it wouldn't be hilarious because some of these guys would get killed.
He would find a way not for them to get
under
killed.
Under no scenario, staged or otherwise, If you have 100 men fighting a gorilla, do you get out of that without some guys getting killed?
Oh, for sure. And you need to find a way around it for them not to get killed.
But how could you do that? And then PETA would be all up in arms. How are you going to hurt this poor gorilla? He didn't do anything to anybody. You bunch of damn fools for your entertainment.
Yeah, yeah. And they also wanted Harambe still alive whenever he was just about ready to tear a child apart.
But that's the thing. Mr. Beast, I mean, think about it. Okay, look. Let me present it, because we're a sick freaking society. If we put on prime time after the Super Bowl, 100 men versus a gorilla, let's say there's 120 million people watching the Super Bowl. How many people stick around to watch 100 men versus one gorilla?
You'd have that 120 and then probably another 20 men.
You think we're going to add more people?
Yeah, it'd be bigger than the Super Bowl.
I'm thinking we have 100 million people watching, but you're saying more people would come in.
There's a world where everybody's glued to their TV, because this is probably a once-in-a-lifetime type thing. This is a once-in-a-lifetime type experience. We got another phone call. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Mike from Tyrone.
Oh, I can't wait for this. Mike has always got some pretty interesting takes.
All right, let's hear it, Mike.
Well, first of all, I just wanted to talk about what Jerry said. So they were down 13.
Okay, so Warriors. Okay, Mike's a big Warriors fan. So explain the situation. Go ahead.
They had the ball down 13. They missed a three that would have made it a 10-point game with 5 minutes to go. And I was kind of torn, because I was like, hey, man, you do have a chance to win the game here. A 10-point lead with 5 minutes in the NBA is like 2 points in a high school game. But I will say this. Curry and Butler are both over 35 years old, and they had not been playing for over a quarter. They're just sitting on the bench. I was like, I don't think you put them back in the game, because they could pull something or something. You're not warmed up at that point. Like, I just didn't think it was worth the risk to put them back in the game.
Who was in the game? Like Podzimski and
– Oh, no. They didn't even have those.
None of those guys.
They had Pat Spencer, Kevin Knox. Like, I mean, they had complete scrubs that haven't played at all in the playoffs.
And those dudes, Mike, were able to cut it from 29 to 13.
Yeah, they came back mostly against the Rockets subs, and then the Rockets put their starters back
in. So the Rockets were milking this because they knew they had the game won too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but anyway, as far as the gorilla thing, I know I need to answer this. I will say that the gorilla is going to have no idea that this is happening.
That's right. Yeah.
So the gorilla's element of surprise. I'm going to create a plan on how I'm going to fight these 100 guys.
Right.
The 100 guys are going to get together, and they're going to be like, well, this is what we got to do. This is how we have to approach this. The gorilla is going to be like, what the heck is happening?
He's thinking you're throwing him some peanuts, leading him into a giant coliseum. And he's like, oh, what's going on? And then all of a sudden, 100 people are trying to kill this dude.
That is true, yep.
So that's a huge disadvantage for the gorilla. So that's why I think, maybe he's like Corey said, he probably kills a few random people like in the first stages of it, but he's going to be so overwhelmed having no idea that this is happening to him that he's not going to have a plan, and the plan from the humans is going to eventually win out.
I love how you're saying this. I'm just staring at a picture of a silverback gorilla thinking, what could be going on? This thing's mine.
That's right, because the gorilla,
you have no idea.
The dudes would all, Mike Burt makes a great point, the dudes would all be concocting something. Now, some of their plans might not work, but that gorilla literally is going to be sitting there thinking like, what the hell? What are they doing?
He's 100 people just running at him from every different angle, throwing punches. And
good stuff, Mike.
And in Corey's eyes, creating this gigantic clothesline just to kill him and suffocate him.
Hey, if they're wearing jeans, if they're able to wear jeans, I think the fight's over in 20 minutes.
Game over. Just
game over.
Game over.
Because, well, I'm sorry, it would take some time to concoct something with the jeans.
What if you're not allowed to? You have to wait until you get like, are we? You have to wait to get into the pit before you can concoct anything.
Yes, right. This 100 strangers. This 100 strangers who maybe they're told right at the last second you're going in, and this is what you're facing. You can't be Googling stuff a day before and trying to figure out the best way to put jeans together. But I'm telling you, if you get a bunch, jeans are strong and rugged. I know I'm overselling the fact of jeans here, but
taking out a 400-pound girl.
But choking. The first thing you mentioned, we were very much on the same page with gouging the eyes. Gouging the eyes and choking the thing, and then you go for one leg. You for as strong as this thing is, you get 10 people, you're way too... Oh, man, Mike didn't get to ask Mike this. Mike is one of the biggest Steven Seagal fans in the world. Do you watch any Steven Seagal movies, Nathan?
I do not.
You're way too young. Steven Seagal was an incredible action hero in the 80s and 90s. He made a half dozen phenomenal movies like Under Siege and Above the Law, Out for Justice. And then after his career teetered, he made 20 other complete and total garbage straight to DVD movies. Mm-hmm. And Mike, the guy who just called, I worked with him at the Mirror, he watched every single one of them. So Steven Seagal, you know what he would do? You know what his number one thing was? You throw a punch, I take your arm and just break it. That was Steven Seagal's number one deal. So I think as soon as this thing starts, you get five guys going for one of the thing's legs, trying to break the leg immediately. If you break a leg,
do you think five guys can break?
No, but you send 10 guys up top pummeling the head, and then you take five guys. Yeah, this is where the teamwork.
I got
this whole thing strategized.
I've got a video to show you because I'll show you at the break right here because if this gorilla pulls out this move, there's
they're all done.
Do you see how fast these things move too? They can fly.
They're fast, but you give him 100 Steven Seagals, he's just going to break those damn things' legs and arms like in 5 seconds.
Oh my gosh. This is a great conversation. 946-0435. Got someone on the line. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Dry Run, Pennsylvania. Hang on a second.
What's up?
How you doing today?
I got to take my phone out of the freezer. It's so hot from you guys yelling about gorillas.
Very anyway, good. Fair enough.
Anyway, Corey, let me tell you something, son. You are excellent when it comes to sports, both of you, okay? We enjoy listening to you guys all the time.
All right.
But I don't know what's going on. There's 100 guys that are naked now. Fighting a gorilla, trying to gouge his eyes out.
But see, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Have you this? Is this the first time you're hearing of this?
No, I heard it yesterday from you.
Okay, so outside of me, so you think Corey Geiger in the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania, is just coming up with this topic and farting around, right?
No.
This topic.
You're too smart to fall for something like that.
This topic is freaking everywhere. If you are on social media or you're watching TV or the news, you can't go anywhere without seeing this, which is an example of how ridiculous our society is, how we will fall victim or fall prey to these crazy discussions.
Okay. You got to watch your blood pressure.
You better, but you got to tell me, if you're making fun of our topic, you got to tell me who you think wins.
I guarantee you, without a shadow of a doubt, son, the girl is going to win.
No.
Hang on a minute.
Okay, explain yourself. Explain it.
You can't get 100 guys in the United States of America
to agree on anything.
To agree with anything. They can't even do it when they're voting for president, son. So, what do you think? This gorilla is going to pick these guys off 10 at a time.
I'm going to read it. I'm going to read the text. I said I wasn't going to read it, but here's what somebody texted me earlier. If the 100 men are wearing MAGA hats, I'm rooting for the gorilla. So that's as far about it as I'm going politically. But okay. Hey, here's the thing. You can make fun of us for talking about this topic so passionately, and yet you have come up with an answer that, quite frankly, 80% of the country disagrees with you.
Well, heck with them. Okay. I now own a gorilla, okay?
You own a gorilla?
Only because the federal government came in, and I don't know too much about English, although I speak it, but they were going to euthanize my chickens, 200 of them. I thought that meant that they were going to take them back 3 or 4 years and give them better life. I went out the next day, and they're all dead.
So they killed your chickens and you got a gorilla?
I got a gorilla. So you send 100 guys out and we're going to see who's going to win in my barnyard.
So here's
so
the
you
thing.
So you've tamed this gorilla. You need to train this thing.
You're making fun of our top. I think Good Morning America is going to be calling you. So you actually own a gorilla?
Yeah, bought one. Sure. Why not? I had an orangutan at one time. Okay,
right. Those are affable, goofy, funky
I'm hearing you say, you own a gorilla, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Here's what about a gorilla. A gorilla will rip your arms off.
Yeah.
Okay.
And beat you with them.
And try to peel you because he thinks you're a banana.
Okay? We have to know. Where is this gorilla? What do you do with him? You don't own a zoo, do you?
No. He just runs the mountain, you know. Who is going to mess around with a gorilla? Okay.
So you live by a mountain and you just got a gorilla running around.
I'm down the valley with 200 chickens and a gorilla.
So you're I don't know if you're being he's usually pretty serious when he. This sounds
I'm
like
serious.
A prank. Are you the dude pranking Shador Sanders, cuz I feel like we're getting pranked here.
No, I'm not that guy.
You don't own the gorilla. He just runs around on a mountain.
Nobody owns a gorilla. You have one, but you don't own it, okay?
It owns itself.
A gorilla has its own mind. And if he looks at you really hard and deep, you better get moving because he thinks you're a banana.
I think the folks from WTAJ or one of the other local stations around here, they might be listening. They're going to be contacting you for your gorilla expertise here.
There you go. We'll just send them up and make sure there's 100 of them.
All right.
Okay. I love it. I love this conversation. We'll continue on the other side. We'll maybe talk about...
He's adamant that it's the gorilla who's going to win.
I don't think so. We'll continue discussing right here. Make sure you're staying tuned in.
It's spring, and time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies? Oops. It's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has two convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
You look forward to your weekends, especially when the weather's nice. But it never fails. There's always stuff to do, like taking care of your lawn. Well, McCoy's Lawn and Garden can help you take back your weekend with the Kubota Z-Series zero-turn mowers. Kubota Z-Series mowers deliver maneuverability, speed, and efficient design to help you get the job done faster. The Z-Series mowers turn great in tight spaces and have powerful Kubota engines, operate smoothly, and they have the highest speed, putting you in control of your Kubota mower, not to mention your weekend. Kubota offers low-rate APR financing, zero down for 36 months now through 6/30/2025. There has never been a better time to take back your weekend. Follow the Kubota Orange Glow to more free time, more you time, more family time, more weekend. McCoy's Lawn and Garden, Route 36, Roaring Spring, online at McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the three-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simply human sense.
Find out more today at High Street Gingrich Insurance Agency, Altoona.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/apply. That's ethos.com/apply.
Hank FM.
All right, welcome back to Sports Central here with Nathan Furley and Corey Geiger. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the show today. Not necessarily sports today, but
some people are out
sports.
There like, what the hell are you guys talking about? But I'm telling you,
listen,
if they
everywhere.
Showed this on TV, we are a train wreck society. If they showed this on TV, it might be the biggest audience draw of any television show ever.
I agree with that.
But they would have to say, people are going to die.
Yeah. Disclaimer. You're going to see somebody.
There's no editing. We're not censoring this. This gorilla is going to kill 30 dudes.
And you'd still have 100 million people probably tune in. You'd have kids traumatized.
I'm telling you. I watched The Exorcist when I was 8 years old. I was traumatized. Bro, I thought that was real.
I hate that movie. That was the scariest movie I've ever seen.
You weren't 8 years old, were you?
I was probably 16 when I saw
that. That's some pretty terrible parenting on my parents' behalf.
No, it is not. It's a classic, though. It's
but
a classic.
8 years old, you can't let an 8-year-old kid watch The Exorcist. That's terrible. Yeah. We were latchkey kids, so we could kind of watch whatever the heck we wanted to. Mm-hmm. We had free cable because my mom worked at the cable company. That's not a good thing for kids.
Nah, you get pretty much what kids have nowadays.
That's what they have now, yeah.
All right, we're going to get into this conversation a little bit about the 100 men versus one gorilla. I wanted to see who Corey thinks. Would be the best option to send out there if you had one person who would last the longest.
See, this is interesting
who
because
could tango with the,
the one person you don't ever, the one kind of person you don't ever want to get into a fight with. All right. I was kind of a jerk a little bit, shocking, when I was a kid. I was in a handful of fights when I was like 10, 12, 13 years old. As I got older, I didn't get any more fights, but I was in some fights. I did pretty well. I could handle myself pretty well.
What was your record?
I go like 6-1.
Okay.
I was probably like 6-1.
6-1?
Yeah.
5-1, 1 no decision?
I don't know. Give or take. I busted some butts when I was a kid. But you don't ever mess with a wrestler.
No.
I don't care how strong you think you are. Or you can be a boxer. Or you can be a man or something. And I never fought a wrestler, but I've known a lot. You don't mess with a wrestler because wrestlers excel in one thing. And what is that?
Getting you to the ground. And
exactly.
And you're not moving then. You're not moving.
They know how to leverage their body against yours. So if I was going to pick, some people are like, oh, Mike Tyson's the baddest man alive.
No,
the guy
freaking
lost to Buster Douglas, for God's sake.
Lost to Jake Paul.
Yeah, exactly. So if I was going to pick one type of person, I would start with an MMA wrestling kind of guy, but he would need to be 250 plus because the gorilla is 400 to 500 pounds. You're not doing this with a small guy. I don't know who the answer would be, Nathan, but who is the strongest, most badass 250-plus pound MMA UFC fighter?
All right, so I just looked it up. I was making sure he was this weight. John Jones is 250 pounds. He is widely considered the GOAT of the UFC. So that's a great pick right there. Then another guy who's really hot right now in the UFC is Tom Aspinall, who's 251. They're supposed to fight each other, hopefully. Hopefully that comes soon. That'll be one of the marquee fights in UFC history. But those two guys right there are 250-plus pounds. I'm curious what this guy's weight was because probably about 10 years ago, I think Brock Lesnar would have been the option because this dude was a – and he's a wrestler. He's a collegiate wrestler. He's 287. So
they've got those Street Fighters.
Have you ever seen Brock Lesnar?
Yes, yes.
He's chiseled to the core. This dude can probably looks like a gorilla pretty much.
They've got some of these Street Fighters that get out. Oh, I can't think. Some of you will know. I think the guy was from Johnstown. He was like a legendary Street Fighter. Might have played for the Steelers or something. Oh, what was the guy's name?
Ben Roethlisberger.
No, but I mean, there are some badass dudes out there that you might think this guy could give the gorilla a shot.
Okay.
I would say there's probably no one alive that could last more than 1 minute with a gorilla. And we might be talking 30 seconds.
Maybe. What about Tyrese Halliburton's
Not
dad?
One.
But you hear him screaming in his face.
You think there's any guy that's ever lived that could last a minute?
Maybe Andre the Giant, because he's massive.
Right. 7'4", 400 pounds.
Maybe. That's a guy that comes to mind. Maybe he could... he wouldn't beat the thing because his stamina ain't going to be able to outclass that gorilla.
Carlton Hasselrig, whoever just texted me that, thank you very much. That's exactly who I was thinking about. Carlton Hasselrig. You can watch videos of that dude online. He's one of the baddest dudes who's ever lived. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Nebraska Man. Nebraska Man, I know it's a crazy topic, but we're having some fun with this stuff today. Who are you taking, the gorilla or the 100 men?
Well, Corey, you give me two gallons of homemade wine and a case of beer, and I try it myself.
What? Hey, with all due respect to you, you ain't lasting longer than 30 seconds, and you're torn limb from limb, my man.
You wouldn't feel a thing, though, probably, so I guess maybe. That might be the strategy.
After
just get boosted up.
After he decapitates you and kicks your head like a football.
I tell you what. If I was going to do something like this, I would... Did you say 100 men, is that correct?
100 men, yep.
Okay, all right. Would they all have to be the same weight?
No, that's a good point. So we're diversifying here with some little guys, some middle guys, and some big guys.
Okay, all right. So, mobilization, which gorillas don't have. If it would be me, someone's going to get hurt. I mean, there is no doubt about it. But I would form a circle, a complete circle with 100 guys, and I would go like in four or five different areas of the animal, and I would try to start, once you get him down on the ground, go for his legs, get his arms, and like you said, if we had shirts or something you could tear up, maybe to tie his one arm or his one leg up. But I would say the only way that you could possibly even have a chance would be to try to go after both of his legs and get it to the ground.
How many of the men don't make it?
How many of the men don't make it? Well, you know, they always say in anything you do with 100 men, you go by one third. So I would take one third of 100. I'd say, God forbid, I'd probably say 25 to 30. Maybe.
I say 30 men would perish, Nathan.
30 men, maybe about another 45 in critical condition.
Yeah, there'd be another 30 or 40. They're going to be in the hospital for a while.
None of them's walking away clean, most likely.
Hey, you know what, though? If I'm one of the 100, I'm going to be the last guy.
There you go,
hey,
brother.
You're the hammer. You finish it off.
Good stuff, man. Thank you, Nebraska Man.
All right, we got another phone call. What is your name and where are you calling from?
You talking to me?
Yeah, go ahead, Dan.
Okay. Yeah, no, you take 100 guys. What's the name of the wrestling coach at Penn Sanders, is it?
Kale Sanderson. Yeah, Nathan mentioned him in the break.
Okay, well, you take 100 of him.
Yeah.
And the gorilla's got, you know, stamina. He's going to wipe them 100 men out.
Wait a minute. Not only are you going with the gorilla over 100 men, you're going with the gorilla over 100 Kale Sandersons?
Yeah, I am. And I'll tell you another. This is a side note. Now, you go to the hardware store, and you look in the paint section and things like this, and you look at Gorilla Glue. And they have Gorilla Glue, and it's fantastic. And I put it to the test. I had a wheelbarrow that the handle on it broke towards the tub of the wheelbarrow. See, well, I put that Gorilla Glue on there, and I was pretty liberal with it. and I put a lot on that, and that lasted probably I had probably over 100 pounds probably 30, 40 times before.
I'm getting a kick out. I know, Dana. I know the way your mind works. It's natural to go from fighting a gorilla to Gorilla Glue, but it has nothing to do with what we're talking about here.
That's what they named it after.
But
it's a promo for Gorilla Glue. He just cut the best ad you would ever hear for Gorilla Glue.
Yeah, that's right. Hang on, though. You're taking one gorilla over 100 Kale Sandersons, the greatest college wrestler of all time.
Yeah.
100 of these guys, they would be able to maneuver and manipulate this thing from a leverage. Oh, my gosh.
But the gorilla's going to have he's going to have his natural instincts, and it's going to be brought up, it's going to be hyped up about 150 times.
Dan, I love your perspective. I love that we have differing opinions. I think
that's the way it is.
I think that, yeah, and everybody can disagree. I actually think that's your worst take ever on the show. I think
I'm not disagreeing with you.
I think 100 Kale Sandersons, we're not talking 100 regular men, 100 Kale Sandersons would find a way to bludgeon that thing to a pulp.
They all have the same mind, too, so they're all in the same focus, same track. They're working together. So.
If it's 100 me, I think the gorillas win in about 10 minutes, 5 minutes maybe.
The thing with you now, you're eating the wrong food because you got a pretty good pulse on you now.
but if it's 100 Kale Sandersons,
yeah.
Woo, come on now, Dan. I'm going with the men every time on that one.
I'm going to stick by my story and think that no.
All right.
I love it. This is the off-season talk you have here in Sports Central.
Good stuff, Dan. Appreciate
love
it, brother.
Love it. All right, so we're going to hit a break. We'll talk and we'll wrap this up here in just a few minutes.
Joey Logano versus former Atlanta Braves superstar Chipper Jones. Have you heard about this one? One of the strangest storylines in recent memory, for sure. Chipper was not too happy with Joey Logano's Talladega team radio tirade. Basically, Chipper firing off a bunch of tweets bashing the current Cup Series champion for whatever reason. And then Joey saying this week on a podcast, quote, "Has Chipper Jones even driven a race car at Talladega? That would have been my first question. I'm pretty certain he hasn't. I'm surprised that it went that way, but maybe he's just bored. But I tell you, I don't care." End quote. Run what you brung. The All-Star Race would have cost teams $0, according to NASCAR, in terms of research and development. The origin of this is part of an effort to find a fix for the short track package for the next-gen car, which, let's be honest, folks, has been dismal, where teams would have a lot more freedom to tinker with their cars. It would have allowed teams to think more outside the box and would allow NASCAR to gain notes about what may improve the short track package moving forward. However, teams vetoed that proposition. Why? According to outspoken team owner Denny Hamlin, he estimated that the All-Star Race would have cost teams roughly $2 million due to research and development for a race that only paid $1 million to the race winner. It goes a bit deeper than this, but essentially it's dead in the water anyway. We are getting you all set up for Texas Motor Speedway this weekend on the Final Lap Weekly, wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Final Lap.
Here's comedian Howie Mandel for hands-free Cozy Fit Skechers Slip-ins.
Yeah, I'm holding a new Cozy Fit Skechers Slip-in sneaker, and first of all, I barely know I'm holding it. It's that light. You see, Cozy Fit is a cool new sneaker where the upper is made of a soft quilted material. It's kind of like a little puffer jacket for your feet, except it looks like a super stylish sneaker.
Introducing new Cozy Fit Skechers Slip-ins, the latest comfort creation from Skechers. You can find Cozy Fit Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Nia.
Hi, Nia. It's Jennifer. Did you know that Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year?
Yeah, I work here.
Okay. I was just double checking. Get it?
Because Discover automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year.
Oh, you get me, Nia.
You could say that I double get you.
I guess we've taken it too far.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
It's spring, and time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies? Oops. It's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has two convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasure Valley Boulevard. Nell and Chris have hot meals to go, available throughout the day to fit your schedule. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy. Or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. That's 943-MEAT. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
All right, your presenting sponsor for 100 Men versus One Gorilla is, of course, J.M. Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. Check them out, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA. Open always online and then select hours during the week. And remember, there is nothing like a J.M. Boswell's pipe or cigar. So we do have to touch on this subject. Obviously, a horrible situation would happen at PNC Park yesterday with a fan falling off the Clemente wall. Really strange video. You don't want to assume anything, but just not – that doesn't look good, doesn't look good, in critical condition. We'll see. Hopefully he pulls through, but really scary situation right there taking place, I believe, the seventh inning last night, and just a horrible video. I wouldn't watch it if you haven't seen it already, but it's out there. I mean, it's terrible. It's terrible. I don't know what to make of it.
One thing that really bothers me about our society is – there are a lot of people out there on social media and everything laughing at the guy and joking. It's a horrific video. And the reports, allegedly, we don't know for sure, but people who were sitting around the guy have said that he was very, very, very inebriated. Again, don't know that for sure. That's alleged from, and so he didn't have a shirt on. Look, it's sad. When I first watched the video, and I've probably seen it 30 times because I've tried to wrap my mind around exactly what's going on, it looks to me like he jumps, like he jumped on purpose. Then you kind of start to see, it's like, okay, well, maybe he didn't jump. Maybe he just jumped out of his seat.
Mm-hmm.
Excited, like McCutcheon had just hit the double or something.
Yeah, I think it was to get the lead or something like that.
So he jumps out of his seat excited. And if indeed he was, we have to be very careful what we say here because I'm trying to be respectful to the guy. But at the same time, if indeed he was plastered badly, like there are some eyewitnesses that say, and you think you jump out of your seat and your brain isn't working 100% effectively. And then you kind of go – it looks so bad and it is so sad from an alcohol standpoint and responsibility standpoint. You know, should people around him try to prevent him from if indeed he was drinking? But what bothers me the most, Nathan, is, again, because it looks like he just jumps, there are a lot of people out there – thinking that he just jumped, like he was going to run on the field streaking or something. So you just have all these heartless, soulless people making fun of him. This guy looked like he landed on his head and his neck. He's in critical condition.
He's lucky he didn't snap his neck.
If he lives, and I can't imagine what his life would be like if he lives. But if you're out there making fun of the guy, you're a horrible human being.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Terrible situation. Very sad to see. Hopefully
you've seen the video. What do you think as you've examined it? What do you think's going on?
It does, like, again, I want to be careful what I say, but it does look like he jumps, but I could also see a friend of mine, like, where you think, like, you're propelling yourself up, like, you're trying to push yourself up with the railing and just his body weight, just leverage, just takes him over. That also could have happened. So,
and if you've drank too much, many of you have drank too much in your life at some point.
Being on top 21 feet,
you're not thinking 100 feet,
yeah.
100% clearly. You're thinking you're just jumping up to celebrate, and if you go just a little bit too much, that's kind of what it looked like. But I can't imagine what that guy's life would be like, because he fell straight on his head and his neck, it looked like, from 21 feet.
Yeah, he's lucky that if he does pull through, because it is just, it's not a good look. All right, we'll wrap up Sports Central here in just a couple minutes.
It's spring, and time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from, and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies? Oops. It's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has two convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Here's a lightning deal. Go to LightnerCommunications.com and click on the Lightning Deals logo. $50 gets you $100 to spend at Russell Tire in Altoona and Central PA Truck and Equipment in Claysburg. Oil changes, inspections. Get your car checked out for less than $60. $50 gets you $100 to spend at Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue, Altoona, and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard, Claysburg. Another great lightning deal from Lightner Communications.
When it comes to feeding your family, you want only the best, especially bread, only the freshest and best tasting. There's only one choice, Pacifico Bakery. Since 1947, Pacifico Bakery has been a staple in central Pennsylvania, and they continue to be a favorite with the freshest breads, rolls, and more. Be sure to visit Pacifico's outlet store, 1208 5th Avenue in Altoona. Open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30, and Saturday, 9 to 2:30. Close Thursdays and Sundays. Give your family only the best bread from Pacifico Bakery of Altoona.
All right, wrapping up Sports Central here. Thank you all for listening to us today. Hey, listen, it's the off season. You got to talk about what's popular.
Well,
right,
here's
now,
the thing. We talk about a lot of serious, serious, serious stuff on here. So
this isn't a serious conversation. This is serious.
I hope people enjoy it. If people thought we were a bunch of idiots, that's fine. I got to do 200 plus of these shows a year. If you don't like one, that's okay. But don't kid yourself into thinking that we're the only people in the world talking about this.
No, this is every. You look on McAfee, you look on First Take.
I just saw the video of the State College porta potty. Nathan was telling me during the break about the State College porta potty trucking some guy. What happened to you? A porta potty crushed me.
Oh my God! It is. If you haven't seen this video, look it up on Instagram, Twitter, or something.
There's State College potty.
During Tuesday, whenever the entire basically hurricane went through this region, there was these kids probably doing like IM, like intramural stuff, and like there was a kid running. Woo! He was a referee, and this porta potty comes out of nowhere and just like Ray Lewis lays him out. It's a pretty nice
That's
video.
That's a good way to end the show.
Great way to end the show. Appreciate everybody for listening as always. Have a great night.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM, WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona. Hank is WKMC, 1370 AM, 96.1 FM, Roaring Spring, Altoona.